If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hi, Morning Magic. Good morning. Who's this?
Tammy.
Tammy, this is Sue. Convince me that I'm missing out on fried bologna.
Oh, you are missing out on fried bologna.
Right?
My husband eats it all the time.
Really?
Fries it up in a pan and eats it with ketchup in a sandwich.
Thank you. Yes, I
so
knew
you
it.
Take Welcome. The piece of bologna and you just like cut it up like a piece of meat with ketchup on it?
Yeah. He fries it whole in the pan, slaps it in between two pieces of bread.
Yep. We can do that, too. Yeah. My husband does that. Steven does that. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I can't believe you've never heard of fried bologna.
I've never had fried bologna. I never even knew it was a thing.
Bologna and ketchup.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
you.
Yep. All right. Maybe
it.
I'll try it. Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome.
Hi, Morning Magic. Who's this?
I'm Carrie. I'm calling about the fried bologna sandwiches.
Oh, my God. So am I missing out? This is Sue. Kendra tells me they're delicious.
They're unbelievable.
Right? I can't believe she's never
bologna,
heard of them.
You get like 3 or 4 slices of thin bologna, put them on a fry pan, put the American cheese on top, and then the mustard.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Delicious.
Do you melt the cheese on top in the pan?
No. You just put the cheese on top and it'll kind of like melt itself, but not too much.
Yeah, it's just
enough. My mom would make it for us all the time, and my kids, even today, love it.
It definitely, and the smell of it when it's cooking, it's so delicious. I'm astonished.
It's almost like got a sweet taste to it.
Yeah.
Really?
I can't believe you've never had it as a kid. You had bologna and cheese sandwiches, Sue.
My mother wasn't, I guess, I don't think she ever fried a piece of bologna.
Oh,
I don't know.
So good.
Bologna is not the same after you have it fried.
Okay.
Right.
All right, you're convincing me. I'm kind of coming around. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Morning Magic. Who's this?
Hi, I'm calling about the fried bologna.
Yes, this is Sue and Kendra. What do you think?
Well, I loved it. My great-grandmother used to make fried bologna for us, me and my four sisters, and she would fry it up in a teeny little frying pan in her little apartment in Selby, and we would all sit around and dip it into ketchup and eat it.
Yeah, see, this is Kendra, and I was telling Sue that that's what I remember my grandmother always getting, and they were thicker pieces. I remember she used to buy it, and she had this really old, and I think it had a green cover of sort of a frying pan thing that she'd put up on the counter and plug it in, and she'd cook the sizzle. I can still remember the smell and the sounds of the sizzling thick fried bologna, and she'd put it on just a plate with little ketchup and maybe mustard, and you would just cut it up and eat it. I can still taste it.
We loved it.
Yeah.
And I love how vivid your memories are of it, of everything around it and about it. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we loved it. We went every Sunday, and she would fry us. My little great-grandmother, she would just sit there. She's from Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's where it came from. I have no idea, but it was a delicacy for us.
It was definitely a treat to have something like that.
All right,
for sure.
I got to try it. Apparently, I've been missing out all these years.
I know. Who are you, Sue?
I will. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.